Welcome to the Midwest Music Hour. Thank you for tuning in. I'm joined today by Mr. Chris Skinner, all the way from the big city, bustling metropolis of Mercer, Wisconsin, Loonland up there. It's great to have you here, Chris. Thanks so much for coming in. I'm very excited to be able to have you here and get some of your music out there to the listeners. I think you're just a phenomenal guitar player, and I really dig what you do, and I'm excited to share that with people. So thanks so much for making the trip and agreeing to come in.
Yeah, thank you. It's good to be here.
Maybe we'll start off with a tune here. So you're an instrumental musician, so we're not going to hear a lot of, well, any vocals,
no,
really.
A little microphone shy.
Yeah.
I'm an instrumental musician. Basically, you're going to hear some tap guitar. Since you can't see it, one hand's going to play chords, the other hand's going to play lead guitar, something like that. A little different.
Awesome. And so you've got your beautiful Taylor guitar there right now. Is there a name of this composition that you're going to play for us?
I've called it My Friend before, but okay. Again, with no lyrics, names are subjective, right?
Sure. Sure. All right, Chris Skinner, live here on the Midwest Music Hour. Oh, that was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Man, and you call that my friend?
Yeah.
That's beautiful. That's awesome. Okay, so one thing that I always wonder is, you know, sort of like the technical aspect of things. Now, you're over there tapping and, you know, doing wild stuff with your fingers on this guitar, making it sound like, you know, just, oh, whew. I need to compose myself here, okay? Just give me a deep breath, right?
I'll take it over for a second. It's sometimes when people are really blown away, I gotta humble myself, remind them that it's. Have you ever seen anyone play a piano? It's really not any more difficult, right? It's just it's a guitar, and you can hammer on, you can slide, you can do all sorts of stuff, bend. So yeah, it's well. Then as we get to Chapman Stick later, we're really gonna see the full. Nature of that complexity, but yeah, one hand is the chords, the other one is melody. I mean, I don't know, it works.
Okay, but okay, so
you practice a lot.
Yeah. I bet. Yeah, I would have to practice a whole lot to be able to do something like that. I guess my question is standard tuning or alternate tuning?
I prefer standard tuning. That's one of the things I do pride myself on is, you know, it's open tuning, great, you can do some different stuff, but yeah, it's kind of like tuning the whole guitar to one key, and that's limiting to me. And I show your standard tuning is good. Classical guitar, you can do a lot of things with it.
Yeah.
It was also ultimately just easier to remember one tuning to play in.
What inspired you to play guitar that way? How did you find that technique?
Purely by accident, actually.
Okay.
So I started the conventional way, Metallica, Black Sabbath, actually Eddie Van Halen. First time I heard Eruption, that pretty much blew me away. Went down the rabbit hole of playing guitar, and then... Years and years later, I was in a jam band in Madison. We had a bass player at the time, Johnny Decker, if anybody knows me and knows us. Very talented individual, you know, probably even the most talented bass player I have ever seen. And he was all over the neck with his tapping stuff. No, I did like Van Halen, you know, that kind of stuff. But Johnny's got woven crazy stuff, right?
Yeah.
And whatever, we had played a lot, and then... you know, bands do their different thing. There was some hiatus time, and I was writing a lot, and I was putting bass lines to my guitar playing, right? And I kind of liked, I needed a little bit more in there. I wanted to go out there like Johnny did. So I'd be slapping. Whatever, that's a bad example. Try to throw something in with the other hand. It just kind of started with bass, and then I'd go to work, and I was doing laundry at a hotel in Madison, so I'd... you know, put a load in, and then I grab an acoustic guitar and take my bass lines I was practicing, right? And I just start putting it together. Eventually, I'm doing everything on every instrument, and it all just kind of came together. I don't know, and then about when I started doing some of that stuff, other people, there was a guy I worked with said, you got to come out and watch this guitar player, Andreas Kopsalis, who is, to this day, that is the guy that I want to be, basically, on guitar. He is... absolutely amazing. You know, he's 10 times the guitar player I am. And he is, you know, again, with the two-handed tapping, a lot of banging on the guitar. He's always doing five things at once. It's amazing. So I really took that and ran with it. Never going to sound like him, but just the idea that crazy, impossible things can be done, right?
Yeah.
Very exciting.
That's awesome. So, it was, yeah, you know, because I think a lot of times, I don't know if you're familiar with that movie August Rush or anything like that.
I hear about it a lot. I've never seen it.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like brought to mainstream a little bit, the tone tapping and, you know, using the acoustic guitar for some percussion. Not that it hasn't been done that way for many years.
Well, yeah, I mean, a guitar, I think, probably even going back to when it was just a classical instrument, it's kind of is a band in a box, always has been.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's, you know, it's just great to see somebody get so much out of the instrument, you know. So
that's what I'm going for. That's the idea.
It's fantastic. How often do you say you practice? Probably about, you know, 4 hours a day, maybe, or something like that.
Well, that's directly relative to how much I have to work. You know, I took some time and chose to just bite the bullet and deplete my savings, focus on practicing. So this last winter, I was practicing. I try to set an 8-hour you know, regimen. Sometimes it's 6, sometimes it's 12. But, well, especially with the Chapman stick. Chapman stick requires a lot of maintenance and practice. Guitar, you know, admittedly, if I go play open mic or my shows, I mean, what I just played is 8-year-old material. I got it pretty well ingrained. I've also found through the writing process, it's kind of like practicing at the same time. You know, if you focus the whole way through it, you kind of retain everything you're doing. And yeah, that's one thing that's always amazed me is how much your brain can store, how much memory you actually have. Interesting. Yeah. Especially muscle memory, right?
For sure. So next, a week from today, you're going to be joining me at Nicolet College, which I'm really excited about. I think it's going to be an awesome opportunity for people to see what you do, and also a great performance venue for you to be in. But, you know, you know, so many times we're out in the North Woods or wherever it may be, and, you know, it's a noisy pub or it's a bar or coffee house, whatever. You know, it's not always that captive audience where people are able to just kind of pay attention to what's going on. So it's a really great opportunity for that.
Yeah, I really enjoy those intimate types of gigs where people are actually there to be entertained and I can do my job being an entertainer.
Yeah. Aside from that, I see you're going to be in Park Falls at the Gastropub coming up.
Yeah, the 22nd. I believe that's this Friday.
Okay.
Gastropub Park Falls, right downtown. They're a nice little spot. They're always really good to me.
Very cool. Very cool. And people, okay, so if you're listening, there's a Midwest Music Hour page on Facebook, and there's also some information on the WXBR website. In terms of Chris Skinner Music on Facebook and the YouTube, there are a couple links out there as well.
Yeah, on Facebook, you would look for Chris Skinner Musician. It's a band page, and my YouTube is merely Mr. Christopher Skinner, Mr. Christopher Skinner, or if you just Googled Chris Skinner Chapman stick, you'd find my page.
Excellent, excellent. Well, how about getting into another tune of yours?
Yeah, I'll play a little more guitar for you.
Okay, and do you have a working title or a title to this composition?
I think I'll do the song I call Stanley, another tap guitar guru, Stanley Jordan. And I think this is one of the first pieces that when it really started coming together, and I thought, well, that kind of sounds like Stanley Jordan. You know, probably not if you really compare the two, but that's what I named it. That's what I was feeling.
Awesome. It's Chris Skinner, live here on the Midwest Music Hour. Thank you. Super sweet, Chris. Super sweet.
Thanks.
I've been if you are online, I've been doing some live streaming through my Twitter account, so they should be popping up all over the Facebook pages and whatnot.
Sweet.
So if you're out there listening and you want to kind of, aside from visiting Chris's YouTube channel and whatnot, you can see a little bit of how that looks live in studio here at WXPR. It's kind of a cool thing to be able to do that, share that with you in that regard. What, as an artist, do you find yourself expressing yourself in other mediums as well, other than like music, drawing, painting, anything like that?
I guess people that really know me know that I'm a bit of a comical person, right? I like to joke. I mean, speaking. Sure. Not so much into a microphone, but no, I really only put down music. You know, it's as far as writing or any of that. I like to be verbal, like to keep it spontaneous. But music is truly my passionate art form, for sure.
Sure. Phil Wickham has had you join him at the Jug in Minocqua quite a few times. I noticed you're sporting one of his T-shirts. That's got to be a cool thing to connect with other area musicians. Being able to, you know, sit in with other folks, kind of expand your networking and sharing music with other people. How many other folks would you say maybe you've been able to play music with in the area, or who are some of those folks?
I guess you and I are starting to, we're going to be doing some stuff pretty soon. Phil and I have a good working history. There's a friend of mine, Liz Mathias, who's from Ironwood Hurley area. She had a weekly gig at Little Bohemia. And we would play there. Again, she would hire me in to come play bass and play along with her. Yeah, that's pretty much it I can think of off the top of my head for now. Yeah, I'm always willing to play with whoever will have me, for sure.
Excellent. Let's talk a little bit about moving around. You mentioned you were living in Madison, working down there, playing music and all that sort of stuff. Timeline, did you grow up in the Northwoods and kind of hit that
later? Yeah, I grew up in Mercer, my early 20s, moved to Madison for quite a while, had a jam band down there with some other local Northwoods boys that we all lived in Madison. And after a few years of that, I moved out to Colorado, Vail area in Colorado. I went from Colorado to Arizona, Tucson for a little bit, and then back to Colorado, back to Wisconsin, back to Colorado, back to Wisconsin.
All right. And what do you, I noticed on the YouTube channel a lot of those videos are taken from your performances out in Colorado, some nice music festivals and some good venues and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, I think the venue's closed down. There's one called State Bridge, which is, they had a stage that faces looking over the Colorado River, the bridge that crosses it.
Sure.
Beautiful spot.
Yeah.
And then my favorite stuff on YouTube is from a venue called the Bisbee Royale in Bisbee, Arizona.
Okay.
Just a nostalgic old cowboy town.
Nice. Where do you aside from maybe hitting up Minocqua and around the area, do you have a schedule posted anywhere where people can? Is it on your Chris Skinner music?
Well, I don't.
Page
yeah,
on
I don't
Facebook
really have a schedule posted. Gigs kind of. I don't think they pop up often enough that. Or maybe I'm just that unorganized of a person. Either or. But if you're connected to the Facebook page, I tend to post within a week.
And yeah, you create those events and whatnot, and so those pop up.
Yeah, or I share the ones the gigs make, right?
Okay. Sure.
Again, I only play the guitar. That's where all my focus is.
Right on. Well, let's see. It's like 1:52, so we got a little bit of time before the top of the hour. Did you want to get into the Chapman stuff a little bit?
Yeah, probably should.
Let me mute that guitar so we don't blow it up, and you're good to go there. While you're tossing the Taylor down in its case and picking up the Chapman stick, just to describe briefly for people who are not familiar with this instrument, it has 10
strings.
10 strings. So basically it's the combination of a 4-string bass and a 6-string guitar.
Oh, I mean, there's really no easy way to explain it, unfortunately.
There was but it's named after the guy who invented it, developed it.
Yes, Emmett Chapman was the innovator. He's still kicking. He's a good player. If you're going to check out Chapman Stick, there's a guy back to influences, Greg Howard, literally wrote the book on Chapman Stick. Like, if you get a Chapman Stick, you're going to need the book to learn how to play it, because it's weird, right? You got to know a little music theory. And this guy, Greg Howard, literally writes the book on how to learn how to play it, and he's amazing. But yeah, more about the description of the instrument. So it's 10 strings. We got juice?
Yeah, let me give you that.
All right. Okay. Yeah, so in the middle, you have the fat bass string, notably, you know, what makes it a bass and guitar instrument. And you kind of, again, need to know about music theory, right? So we'll stay with the two middle strings. You have a bass string and then the lowest string of your guitar. And then as they go outward towards the edges of the neck, the guitar side of the instrument is tuned like a guitar. But then the bass strings are tuned in fifths, right? Mm. Guitar is tuned in fourths, this is tuned in fifths, and upside down so that the high strings are now going in the direction towards you. So it's really interesting and hard to explain, but ultimately what's going on is in music theory, fourths and fifths are invertible. So even though it's, you know, crazy looking and upside down, if the same note distance relationships make the same intervals, essentially. So you just kind of have to think upside down with one hand and then play another hand normal. It ain't easy. It's weird.
Sure.
But I love it. It's it gives you like all the range and everything you would want from a piano. But again, with the expression of a guitar. So I'll just go into it. I'm just going to do a little bit of blues for you. That's just me kind of tinkering for now.
Sure.
Since we're low on time, I think I'm going to try to do one everybody should enjoy. Who doesn't like the Beatles, right?
Oh, fantastic.
Let's try a little Eleanor Rigby.
Thank you. Chris Skinner, live here on the Midwest Music Hour WXPR. Some pretty amazing stuff there. Can't thank you so much. Can't thank you enough for joining us today.
Well, it's reciprocal. I can't thank you enough. Thanks for having me come out.